بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 97. Chapter 2, verse 97. قال الله عز وجل قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين. Say, whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, let him die in his fury, for indeed he has brought it, the Quran, down to your heart by Allah's permission, confirming what came before it, and guidance and glad tidings for the believers. The one who is an enemy to Jibreel, whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, to Gabriel. Jibreel is the angel entrusted with the revelation. And the Jews used to take him as enemy, opposing him. They used to say that he brings the punishment, he brings down the punishment from Allah. And the beginning of the verse here, whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, for indeed he has brought it to you, meaning the Quran, down by Allah's permission. It means, the first meaning, that whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, then the cause of his enmity is the fact that he has brought the Quran down to your heart. And you know, this would rather require the opposite. It would require take him as a friend. The other meaning is, whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, then let him die in his fury. Grammatically, the first meaning is more correct and more profound. Grammatically, the first meaning is more correct and more profound. Whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, then there is nothing entailing the enmity towards him except that he has brought the Quran down upon your heart. And this description should entail the opposite, should entail him being taken as a friend instead of being taken as an enemy. This is the meaning which the Shaykh rahimahullah preponderated as the more correct and more profound meaning. Brought down the Quran to your heart, meaning to the heart of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is like the saying of Allah in another verse in the Quran, in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter 26, verses 193-194. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Brought it, this Quran, down to your heart, to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Surah, yes, 193, verse 193, which is the trustworthy Jibreel. Gabriel has brought it down, ala qalbik, upon your heart, O Muhammad, that you may be one of the warners. And bringing it down upon his heart, because the heart is the place of pondering and understanding. The place of understanding. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj 22, verse 46, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Have they not traveled through the land, and have they hearts wherewith to understand and ears wherewith to hear? Verily, it is not the eyes that grow blind, but it is the hearts which are in the breasts that grow blind. Allah brought it upon the heart of the Prophet ﷺ. In the verse he said, Bi'iznillah, brought it down upon your heart by Allah's leave. By Allah's leave. And we learned from the class of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah the correct response the other day, that the leave by Allah's permission is of two types: universal, pertaining to the pre-decree, and legislative. This form here, by Allah's leave in this verse, is the universal leave or permission. Then the verse again, please. Let's have the verse again, the same verse we are discussing. Upon your heart, by Allah's leave, by Allah's permission. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, brought it down in confirmation to what came before it from the books like the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel, and others, which informed of the coming of the Quran, of the revelation of the Quran, and guidance, as well as glad tidings. And the term used for glad tidings in the Quran here, in this statement, is وَبُشْرَى. بُشْرَى أي بشارة, which means to inform, to tell of that, of what brings happiness. And it could also come to tell of that which may cause harm. Like in the saying of Allah in Surah Luqman, and listen to my pronunciation so that you know again that it may come to mean the news as to what may cause harm. In 31 verse 7, قال الله تعالى, Allah said, فبشره بعذاب أليم, with a severe torment. So it could be used either way. In 31:7 in Surah Luqman, announce to him a painful torment. In this verse, Allah is using it, bushra, to the believers. نعم. فبشره بعذاب أليم, is a painful torment. Announce to him a painful torment. But here, it is a glad tidings because it is special to the believers. Because they, the believers, were the ones who accepted and believed in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the Quran which he sent down, and benefited from it. So they are the ones who believed in what is obligatory to believe in with submission and acceptance, because faith denotes security and settling. Then in the next verse, please, verse 98, من كان عدوا لله, من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. Verse 98. Whoever is an enemy to Allah, an enemy to Allah, standing in opposition and disdainful to worship him, also his angels, his messengers, Jibreel, Gabriel, and Mikael, Michael, then verily Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers. So whoever is an enemy to Allah and an enemy to his angels, and the angels are the plural of an angel, and they are from the world of the unseen. Allah created them from light and subdued them to His worship. They magnify and glorify Allah day and night without laxing. And from them is Jibreel, Gabriel, and Mikael, Michael, wa Israfil, whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to mention by name in his opening dua in the prayer at night. And then he said, an enemy to his angels, his messengers. Messengers, the prayer of messenger, and they are the ones whom Allah revealed to them Sharia and commanded them to proclaim and propagate. From them, the first was Nuh and the last was Muhammad. May Allah salah and salam be upon all of them. And then Jibreel, Gabriel, and Mikael, they are added in the grammatical context, they are added to Allah saying His angels. This is a way of adding the particular to the general. This is a way of adding or adjoining or conjugating the particular to the general or with the general. The general is His angels. Then he gave particular names, Jibreel and Mikael, and Jibreel and Mikael. And there is a benefit here. In adding the particular to the general indicates the nobility and honor of the particular. Indicates the nobility and honor of the particular. Jibreel is entrusted with the revelation from Allah to the messengers, and Mikael or Michael is the one entrusted with rain and vegetation. Those two angels were particularly mentioned because one of them is entrusted in that which brings life to the hearts, and this is Jibreel, and the other is entrusted with the one whose action is related to giving life to the earth to bring produce and vegetation and the like. And this is Mikael, Michael. Now, whoever is an enemy to Allah, whoever is an enemy to Allah, His angels, His messengers, Jibreel and Mikael, then verily Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers. So whoever an enemy to Allah, Allah is his enemy. And whoever is an enemy to the angels, then Allah is his enemy. And whoever is an enemy to the messengers, then Allah is an enemy to him. And whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, then Allah is an enemy to him. And whoever is an enemy to Mikael, then Allah is an enemy to him. And from this we know that whoever is an enemy to Allah, then he is a kafir. And the second is whoever is a kafir, whoever is a kafir, then Allah is an enemy to him, whether the cause for his kufr is his enmity to Allah or not. Then Allah said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, making it clear that the reason which draws the enmity of Allah is kufr. From the benefits, number one. that from mankind are those who are enemies to the angels. And had there been no basis for this matter that Allah mentioned it here, then that would be nonsense. And the Quran is far above having any nonsense in it. So this affirms that from mankind are those who are enemies to the angels. Otherwise Allah would not mention this. Secondly, the virtue and the merit of Jibreel alayhi salam, لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى defended him in this verse. Third benefit, affirming the ulu, the transcendence of Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah said, فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ, verily He brought it down. Brought it down definitely from Allah. And sending down or bringing down cannot be except from highness, from above. And from the benefits is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood the Quran fully, without any kind of doubt. Because Allah said, نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ, has brought it, the Qur'an, down to your heart. And whatever penetrates to the heart, then it settles therein. And when it settles therein, then it is in a secure safe. And from the benefits that this Qur'an has been sent down by the permission of Allah. Because Allah said, نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ, brought it down upon your heart, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by Allah's permission, by Allah's leave. And this permission is of the kawni type, the universal type. And the scholars mentioned that the leave of Allah, or His إِذْن, His permission, is of two types. Kawni, which relates to the creation and bringing to existence, and that this is inevitable to take place, meaning whatever Allah permitted to take place will come to exist. And this is the case with every kawni matter, like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 255, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. There is the point of evidence at the end of the verse. Who is he that can intercede with him except with his permission? That's okay. Except with his permission. Similarly, as the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:102, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. This is a long verse, but if we can get the point of evidence. No. That's it. But they could not thus harm anyone except by Allah's leave. They could not harm anyone except by Allah's leave. Similarly, from this type of kawni permission is in Surah Al-Taghabun 64 verse 11, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, no calamity befalls but by the leave of Allah, meaning by His pre-decree. This is the first type, and its evidences are, alhamdulillah, plenty. There are many. And the second is the legal permit, الشرعي, And this pertains to the commands in Sharia, and also to worship. Like, for example, the saying of Allah in Surah Yunus in 10:59, قُلْ أَاللَّهُ أَذِنَ لَكُمْ أَمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَفْتَرُونَ. Say, verily those who, has Allah permitted you to do so, or do you invent a lie against Allah? So this pertains to Allah's legal commands and worship. Also take, for example, in Surah Ash-Shura 42:21, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Or have they partners with Allah, meaning false gods, who have instituted for them a religion which Allah has not allowed? The difference between the legal and the universal permission or leave is that what is permitted legally, or what is legalized from Allah's ordinances and so forth, may be executed and may not be executed. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that which pertains to Allah's universal permission, meaning His pre-decree, His creating, then it is inevitable to take place. It is inevitable to take place. Another difference is that whatever is legal, permitted legally, then it is beloved to Allah. It is beloved to Allah. The other is whatever is permitted universally, meaning by the pre-decree of Allah, may be beloved to Allah and it may not be beloved to Allah. Meaning if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings something to existence by His leave, but by His universal leave, creating it, making it exist, it does not necessarily mean that He loves it. It may be beloved to Him and it may not be beloved to Him. But all of His legal permits and permissions which pertains to His Sharia and worship are beloved to Him, although they may be executed by mankind or they may not be executed by them. Inshallah, this is clear. Is this clear, inshallah? And this is the case with these matters which have a universal aspect and the others which have a legal aspect. These are the most important differences. From the benefits of this verse, the Quran is a glad tiding to mankind, to the believers. The Quran is a glad tiding to the believers. And the proof for this, the evidence for this, the sign for this, is that you benefit from it. So if you find yourself benefiting from the Quran, and you find yourself keen to recite properly, this is evidence for your faith, for your belief. And thus, you will be from those receiving the glad tidings. They are included in this description. And whenever a person sees in himself dislike of the Quran or disliking to act accordingly or feeling it heavy upon him, then let him know that he either has no faith entirely no faith, or his faith is diminished, imperfect. And from the points of benefits, that whoever is an enemy of Allah, then is he is a kafir, then he is an unbeliever. Furthermore, whoever is an enemy to the angels or to the messengers, then he is an enemy to Allah, because the angels are Allah's messengers, as we read in Surah Fatir 35 verse 1, جَاعِلِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ رُسُلًا. جاعل الملائكة رسلا. Who made all the praises and thanks be to Allah, the only originator or the only creator of the heavens and the earth, and the point of evidence is who made the angels messengers. The point of evidence, who made the angels messengers. The human messengers are also messengers of Allah. So whoever is an enemy of Allah's angels, from Jibreel or otherwise, or as an enemy of Allah's messengers like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or otherwise, then he is an enemy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, could it be said that whoever is an enemy of the believers, then he is an enemy of Allah? The answer: one takes a position of restraint as to whether this verse we are talking about stands as a proof for this matter. Except, however, if he takes the believers as enemies because they hold to the Sharia of the messengers, then this apparently is an enemy or rather this is apparently indicates this indicates apparently that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an enemy of him, because whoever now is an enemy of the believers, then the reason behind his enmity is because they hold to that which the messengers brought, and therefore the reality of their enmity is that they took the messengers as enemies. As the people of knowledge, the people of knowledge said concerning the verse in Surah Al-Kawthar 108 verse 3, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَر, meaning the one who hates you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and hates that which you brought from the Sunnah. Let's have the verse, inshallah. For he who makes you angry, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, هو الأبتر, he will be cut off from every good thing in this world and in the hereafter. So the one who مبغضك, the one who hates you or hates that which you brought from the Sunnah, is the abtar. Al-abtar is to be cut off. And also in the authentic hadith, Allah said in the authentic Qudsi hadith, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ, whoever takes hostility to a pious worshipper of mine, a friend of mine, I will declare war against him. This is reported in Al-Bukhari, in Sahih Al-Bukhari. And from the benefits of this verse, so the Shaykh here in point is saying that he takes the position of restraint as to whether this particular verse we are discussing, whoever is an enemy of Allah and of his angels and his messengers and Jibreel and Mikael, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an enemy of him, of the kafirs. He takes the position of restraint that as to whether it can be used to indicate that whoever is an enemy of the believers then is an enemy of Allah and Allah is his enemy. But the condition here which he set, rahimahullah, is if anyone takes the believers as his enemy because they hold to the sharia of Allah, then apparently then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be his enemy. And he cited two hadiths which we went over as a proof for that. And from the benefits is whoever is a kafir, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his enemy. From the benefits is affirming the attribute of enmity, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yu'adi, shows hostility. And this is one of the attributes of action of Allah, like pleasure, wrath, anger, hate. And in opposition to enmity, there is the friendship, which is affirmed to the believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the wali, the protector, the friend of those who believe. This brings the end of the points of benefits concerning verses number 97 and 98. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa